You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It has been more than 4 months since an Eastern Idaho brother and sister have been seen. This story has made national, even international headlines as people and authorities try to figure out what happened to 7-year-old JJ Velo and his 17-year-old sister, Tylee. Earlier this week, the children's mother and stepfather were located in Kauai, Hawaii, where they have reportedly been living for the last couple of months. They were handed a court order to produce the children in a Madison County courtroom by tomorrow. Nate Eaton with East Idaho News has been following this case from the very beginning. In fact, just returning from Hawaii, where he was trying to learn more about this. He is joining us live right now. Nate, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you for having me.
Okay, this is an incredibly complicated story, Nate, because it's not just, it's the two missing children, but then there are two spouses who have passed away. There are rumors of a cult. Can you give us just a brief history of this case to have a better understanding of it?
Yeah, it's quite a web. So you have Lori and Chad Daybell. They're kind of the parents at the center of this. Last year, Lori's fourth husband, Charles, was shot and killed in a family dispute. The man who killed her husband was Lori's brother, and he passed away in December. Police are saying under suspicious circumstances. So you have her brother and her husband who have passed away. She then comes to Idaho, where Chad Daybell's wife in October dies in her sleep. This is a fit woman. She's a runner, she's training for a 5K. She passes away in her sleep. Her body is buried. Originally, the coroner said she died of natural causes. But then police started looking at this a little closer, and they said there might be something more here. They exhumed her body, and now an autopsy is being done, and they are saying that her death is suspicious. So you've got Chad's wife that's died. You've got Lori's husband that's died. Weeks after Chad's wife dies, he remarries to this new woman, and she has two children. And those two children have not been seen since September, JJ and Tylee. Police got a call from their grandparents saying, we're worried. We haven't seen them. We talked to them all the time, and now it's suddenly gone cold. The officers went over to her house in the fall. She said, oh, they're not here. They're with relatives. The police say that she lied. They weren't with the relatives. And now they're trying to find these kids.
So take us now to this past weekend, because the Daybells, Chad and Lori, disappeared basically at some point during the investigation, correct?
Yeah, they took off. It's believed they took off in the fall. The day after, the police went over to her house saying, where are your kids? We're here for a welfare check. And she said, they're somewhere else. Apparently, within days, she was gone from Idaho.
So,
and the police may have known where she was, but publicly nobody did until just a few weeks ago. We got a tip that they were in Hawaii on the island of Kauai.
So this weekend, police on Kauai, plus I believe police from the Rexburg area, make contact with them, and you're there as well.
Yeah, so we got a tip that they were in Kauai, and we went to the police and we said, listen, we hear that this is where they're at. We want to go talk to them. The police said, can you please just hold off? We don't want to screw this up. This is obviously a complicated case with dead spouses and missing kids and all sorts of stuff. So if we're worried, if you go over there, you might spook them and they might take off. But, so we said, all right, well, we can work with you. And so on Thursday night, I got a phone call from a local officer, and he said, we're going. You probably want to book a ticket. We booked a ticket the next day. We flew out there Saturday, and within hours of us landing and getting settled, we got a call saying, they're on the move. You need to be here at this resort. They're about to be pulled over. And that was not part of the plan. There was a plan to kind of do this, and something happened. I don't know what, but something happened where the police have got to move now. And we happened to be driving by that resort at that minute, and we actually beat some of the detectives there. It was pure journalistic luck.
Right.
Yeah. The car. Now, we didn't know what we were going to see. We didn't know if we'd be able to talk to them. We didn't know what was going to go down. We just knew something was going to happen. We weren't sure if they were going to get arrested. We weren't sure what. So we kind of stood off to the side as they searched the cars, and Lori and Chad were in separate vehicles. And when they moved the car away, they towed the car, and they let them out of the cars. I looked at the detectives and said, well, can we talk to them? And he said, we're done with them. And that's when I said, let's go talk to them.
Right.
And that's what we did. They didn't have anywhere to go because their car had been towed. So we just kind of walked together for about 3 minutes.
So Saturday, I believe, Chad, correct me if I'm wrong, Lori was given a court order, correct, saying that she needed to produce the children in a courtroom in Rexburg by tomorrow.
Yes, yes. So she was given an order. This is a child protection sort of issue where she needed to bring the kids either to the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare or a police department in Idaho by Thursday. So it's not necessarily a hearing. She's just been given this time. Now, these orders are normally sealed because they involve children. And most of the time, the public does not even hear about these. And in fact, this case is actually sealed. We don't know much. But the prosecutor and a judge agreed to release the one part to the public that this order has been issued and it involves these kids. Just in case somebody out there has the kids, they can hopefully hear about it and know that, oh, you know, this order has been issued.
And we need to show up with the kids. Now, we should be very clear. Neither Chad nor Lori have been arrested or charged with anything. There are no charges against them in the state of Hawaii. There are no charges against them in the state of Idaho. They are now persons of interest, though, in Madison County in the disappearance of the two children, correct?
That is correct. Yep, you're right. And a lot of people are saying, well, why didn't they just arrest him right there? You know, they had the chance. Well, you've got to have evidence. You've got to have probable cause. And if they are guilty of any crime, and I'm not saying they are, but if they are, you want to be sure that the case is bulletproof and you can't jump the gun on something this high profile and something that involves two missing kids and as we mentioned, dead spouses. So the police know what they're doing. The prosecutor was on hand there in Hawaii. And I think that they told us when it was all done, whatever they did the other day accomplished what they needed to do. And now we just wait and see. Now, if Lori doesn't show up tomorrow with the kids, a few things could happen. One, an order could be issued for her arrest, but it would be a misdemeanor crime, most likely, that they could charge her with. And a lot of times on misdemeanors, people aren't extradited from, you know, anywhere.
Correct.
Unless the governor would need to get involved. So he could issue an extradition order. Yes. Is he going to over a misdemeanor? Who knows? Also, she could get a civil penalty. You know, a fine or something. You didn't obey this order, you got to pay the fine, or the judge could do nothing. Mm-hmm. And there's a chance we might not even know what happens because, again, it's a sealed case.
So I want you to take me back, Chad, to Sunday when you did approach them and you did try to talk with them because there is video of this. I mean, I think this video, in fact, has, you know, gone viral. It is about 3.5 minutes of you walking with them and you are constantly questioning them. And Lori spoke once. That was it.
Yeah, she spoke one time. The question she responded to, I said, people are praying for your kids. People are praying for you. She said, that's great. I don't know if she was being sarcastic. I don't know if she was being genuine. I don't know. I didn't know how to read that. I tried to get clarification from her. But other than that, she had nothing to say. You know, some people have said those were such hard-hitting questions. But asking a parent where their kid is not hard-hitting. That's an easy question. Right now, my daughter's at school. My other two sons are at home with their mom. Anybody could answer that question. So.
And I have to say, Chad, that was the thing that stuck out to me when I watched it was when you kept asking, you know, where are your children? Do you know where they are? Can you tell us where they are? People are concerned. And at one point you even say, you said, I have three children of my own. I know where they are.
Yeah.
And you're right. Yeah, that is not a hard hitting question. I know where my two children are.
Yeah. And there are some people that say, what is it the government's business to know where my kids are? And I can understand that argument, but I think it crossed a line when there was a welfare check that if you have a lot of family members that are very concerned, extended family members, and they just want to know where they are. And the police have told them, you want to FaceTime with us, get your kids on FaceTime and then you can see them. You want have them hold up a newspaper with today's date and take a photo. Something. It's not like they're, and that's it. Just let us know that they're okay. If that were to happen, if they could just say, here's the kids, they're fine, a big chunk of this case would be solved. I mean, obviously that big portion would be solved and then they could focus on other matters. But we're here at 4 months and nothing yet.
And Chad, did police talk to you at all about, so this idea of Lori needing to produce the children, in Idaho. I mean, she would need to get on a plane, two of them, to get to Boise, if you're coming from Hawaii, at a minimum, to produce the children. Are they concerned, though, at all of her leaving, you know, leaving this, not leaving just the state of Hawaii, but leaving the country? I mean, if you were giving them kind of carte blanche to produce the children, I mean, has this been discussed at all in any of the discussions that, you have had with authorities?
Very much so. Very much so. In fact, the day after that confrontation at the resort, we know that Chad and Lori checked out and they went to another resort. And an employee at the resort called me and said they just checked in. They have a bag or a car full of bags, and it looked like they had airline tickets in their hands. And from what he saw, well, we immediately went running down to the resort and we confirmed that they were in the resort. We don't know if they had plane tickets. And we told the police, we said, listen, we got this tip. They're very well aware of that. But again, you can't arrest somebody if you don't have enough probable cause. We do know that the next day they did not go to the airport. So if they had plane tickets, they did not go to the airport. We did spot them leaving the hotel and going. It looked like they were going to the beach. They had beach wear in a bag, but they saw our cameras and then went back into the resort. So
this story, frankly, seems unbelievable in so many ways, because there, as we talked about in the very beginning of this interview, it's like every time you peel back the layer of the onion, there's another layer that we didn't know about.
Yeah.
What are people saying in Rexburg and Madison County? I mean, what's the feeling there about this? Because, you know, Madison County is small. Rexburg is a small town. I mean, you don't think of things like this happening there.
No, you don't. And I would say in the beginning, Chad and Lori, Chad especially, it was well known in his church congregation and the neighborhoods. He's written a lot of books. And they were likable people. And a lot of friends. I think in the beginning, a lot of people wondered, well, what's the big deal about this? You know, they wanted to suspend any sort of verdict or whatever. I think, though, the feeling may have changed after we saw Chad and Lori. He looked very different than the photos that have circulated. He's lost weight. He's grown his hair out. He was tan. He looked, you know, flip-flops and beach clothes. And she also looked like she, you know, had a nice tan and relaxed. I will say the people in Hawaii, it was interesting, did not know about this story at all. I mean, we walked around for a day, you know, showing pictures of Tylee and JJ and asking if they'd heard of it or the Daybells. Not a word. But after the video went out of them being confronted at the resort, you know, when we went off to the airport to take off, half a dozen people stopped me. We saw that video. We're glad you're here. And now we're getting tips from people in Hawaii.
Interesting.
That are seeing them or by their house or sending us photos because they had no clue. And now they're really fascinated by this story. It's quite a web. And I imagine movies will be made one day about all of it.
Right. And we should note very quickly that you did speak with the prosecuting attorney on the island of Kauai. And he clarified that there have been no sightings of the children on Hawaii either.
That is correct. There's been no indication that the children were there. And we also do want to mention Chad and Lori do have an attorney based in Rexburg. He's declined to comment on the latest developments as far as the search warrants and the child custody issue. As of now, he has not issued any statement about that.
I want to thank you so much, Nate, for taking some time out of your day to talk about Chad and Lori and this entire case, because as you said, it is a web. So appreciate your time.
You bet. Take care. Thank you.
We've been talking with reporter Nate Eaton with EastIdahoNews.com. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.